In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father. Amen. Today we're going to be getting ready for Mercy Sunday, which will be on the 15th of April. And I want to spend the first time reflecting on the Pope's teaching on Redem Totis Mater, but also on the Holy Spirit. The history of this feast, I think most of you know. There was a woman, Faustina Kolowski, a simple woman, a farmer's daughter, if I remember correctly, joined the convent. After a while, our Lord started talking to her about this and leading her to join him in his passion. And she wrote all the locutions out. She wasn't very learned, so the first time that the people who were assessing her writings and her life read it, they said, oh, she thinks she's God, you know, she's talking like God. I guess they'd never had heard of a locution before. And of course, there was misspelling. I mean, she wasn't. So they said, no, we're not going to go any further with this cause. And Carlo Wojtyła, who was the bishop, read it and said, no, go through with this. This is real. So he was touched at the very beginning. And so, in the writings, Sister Faustina recorded that our Lord wanted this feast day. Now, this is very interesting theologically. You see, the vision, you can't make an act of faith in a vision or a locution, because they're not, it's the scriptures as interpreted by the church, that's where we make our act of faith. But it's happened several times that the Lord, through some very holy woman, a non-theologian, a non-bishop, of course, has had a feast introduced into the calendar of the Universal Church. St. Marie Alacoque for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and St. Faustina for the Feast of the Mercy of the Divine Mercy, which is shows you the Holy Spirit's democracy in the Church. Not only does he inspire these people, who are not bishops or priests or theologians, you see, but then he inspires the others to recognize the authenticity. So we have at least two universal feasts in the Catholic Church that came through women religious, Sacred Margaret Mary and Saint Faustina. It's very interesting. The Lord wanted this feast. Why does he want this feast? Because the world is back in a state of fear. Before the Lord came, there was a period of time there for several centuries, and an historian, E.R. Dodd, wrote a little book about it, calling it the Age of Anxiety. People didn't know what was going to happen next. Rome had succeeded in conquering most of the world and putting some order in it, but then Rome fell and started to fall apart. And so there was the Age of Anxiety. Well, we're in another one. And the degradation and the decline of just normal human life, just respect, honesty. I'm not talking about sanctity in the highest level. I'm just talking about normal, good human life. It's been so corrupted that people are in chaos. And into that world comes this message of mercy. That's the compass point, to steer us out of this darkness and this fear and this anxiety. And so, it's a gift from God to help us out of this. And there are other things that congeal around this. Not only do we have to learn mercy, we have to practice mercy. And so I want to just reflect a bit about prayer first. This is from John Paul II's encyclical, The Lord and Life-Giver, Dominum et Vivificantem. The Holy Spirit is the gift that comes into man's heart together with prayer. In prayer, he manifests himself first of all and above all as the gift that helps us in our weakness. Now just think of the daring right away. The Holy Spirit, you see, manifests himself. Did you ever think of that? He makes himself known. And he does it above all that he helps us in our weakness when we pray. That's so important, huh? It's there that the prayer of Jesus in heaven takes root again on earth in our being, in our heart, in our soul, in our body, by the action of the Holy Spirit. See, and the Pope goes right away and quotes that text from Romans 8. Therefore, the Holy Spirit not only enables us to pray, but he guides us from within in prayer. What a gift. God so wants us to pray, because then the doors are open in our heart for him to show us mercy, to give us mercy, to give us life. And so he sends the Spirit within us, as the Pope says here, he works from within. He is present in our prayer and gives it a divine dimension, because the Spirit is praying in us. That is, the Spirit is creating the prayer of the Lord Christ in us. That's got to be heard. That's mercy. Thus, he who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes according to the will of God. Prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, becomes the ever more mature expression of the new man, who by means of this prayer participates in the divine life. So how does it work? How does this happen? Well, first, we have to pray. We have to set aside some time every day and fight for it. Now, the best time to pray is the morning, because once the day starts, we forget about it. By the end of the day, oh, I'm going to pray now, and we're a vegetable. You know, we can't do anything. We can't pray. We can't think. All we do is go to pray and sleep. So the key to a prayer time is to go to bed on time. That's the key. So if you're a sports fan, and there's a basketball game on, and you want to leave it to God. One team or the other is going to win. You can always find out in the morning. And in doing that, you're starting to yield to the Holy Spirit. As we do this, we yield more and more. Somebody says something to you, and you want to shoot right back, and you're stopped. You're kind of just stopped. That's the Holy Spirit. Don't do that. Respond courteously. You know, win this person over for the Lord. As we do that regularly, as we obey these impulses regularly, they become second nature, you see? And as the Pope says, prayer, then when we go to prayer, we're used to yielding to the Holy Spirit. Prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, becomes the ever more mature expression of the new man, who by means of this prayer participates in the divine life. Prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, becomes the ever more mature expression of the new man, you see, who is participating in this divine life. And he goes on to tell us, the Pope, in this encyclical, our difficult age has a special need of prayer. In the course of history, both in the past and in the present, many men and women have borne witness to the importance of prayer by consecrating their whole life to the praise of God and the life of prayer. We've lost this, my friends. We have to fight for it. Who do you think keeps us so busy we don't have time for prayer? Think that's the Holy Spirit? No. It's our own neurosis, aided and abetted by the old boy, by Satan. So we're so busy, you know, then we're exhausted at night. Oh, I got to watch this ball game to relax. It's a trap. And then we get nervous and lonely, and we know what it means to live in the age of anxiety. You see? Now, I want to talk more. Now, I want to quote the Pope in the encyclical. Dives in misericordia. This is a phrase from the letter to the Ephesians, but it's coming from the Shema. You remember the Shema? Shema Yisrael Adonai. No, it's the other. I don't know. No, it's the other one. And it goes, you see, Adonai, Adonai. You see, the Lord, the Lord, who is, among other things, Rav the Hesed, Rav Hesed. He's rich in Hesed. Well, Hesed means being enthusiastic about the covenant, joyful enthusiasm about fidelity to the covenant. Okay? That's why it's called Hesed. Because, you see, despite our sins, God is always enthusiastic about keeping the covenant, which is a covenant of forgiveness. God is always enthusiastic about that. That's why when the translators, coming from Hebrew, where all this wealth of meaning is packed into this word, from all the places we've seen them, El Rachum, the God of mercy, the God is of compassion, Rachum, Rav Hesed, and rich in mercy, you see? And so, he gives that to us, my friends. You see, mercy. So that we can practice mercy. So that we can forgive. You see? Now, if it's, you see, honoring the truth of every relationship in a covenant, you see? So, what is the covenant? You see? What does this person need? Why am I covenanted to this person? Well, because they're a human being on one level. Well, they're a Christian or even a Catholic, where we celebrate the renewal of the new covenant every Sunday and receive the body and blood of the Lord, which is Hesed. You see, we turn around, and as we forgive, you see, we perpetuate what we've been given. And that's why, you see, blessed are the merciful. You see, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. So, our Lord, you know, is here in this teaching. So I want to read this passage from Dives in Misericordia. Authentic knowledge of the God of mercy, the God of tender love, is the constant and inexhaustible source of conversion. See where the conversion comes from? Even if at the beginning he scares the bejeebers out of us, that's mercy. Finally, we go, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You really, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, but that's a start. But as we get to know him, we rejoice in his mercy and we share it. You've got to perpetuate it, you see? Not only as a momentary interior act, but as a permanent attitude, a state of mind. Those who come to know God in this way, who see him in this way, can live only in a state of being continually converted to him. They live, therefore, in a state of conversion, and it is this state of conversion which marks out the most profound element of the pilgrimage of every woman and man in this way of journeying now to heaven. It is obvious that the Church professes the mercy of God revealed in the crucified and risen Christ, not only by the word of her teaching, but above all by the deepest pulsation of the life of the whole people of God. They'll know we're Christians by our love, not just for one another, but for them. Amen.